The Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention got underway today in Anchorage at the Denaina Convention Center. The event is billed as the largest annual gathering of Native people in the United States. This year's theme is Strength in Unity, and AFN President Julie Kitka stressed that message in her remarks as she talked about the importance of a unified voice as Congress's supercommittee looks to shave more than $1 trillion from the federal budget before Thanksgiving. Kitka said although funding for Native programs is a small part of the overall budget, cuts to them could be devastating to Native communities. She says this fall, it's crucial to be heard in Washington, D.C.
The time for unity across our nation among Native people is right now. The time for a progressive action plan, an agenda that's packed to accomplish all our goals, is now. Let's use our time this week not to argue, not to fight, but to come together and press forward and change the course of history.
Congressman Don Young also talked about the importance of Alaska Natives standing together. He told the attendees that Native businesses are the economic base of Alaska.
You, as a group, if you stay united, can lead this state. My hope, I would be no more prouder in my life than to have a Alaska Native be the United States Congressman.
But clearly, the crowd was most excited about welcoming this year's keynote speaker, the 2011 Iditarod champ, John Baker, who was introduced by retiring North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta. As Itta proudly spoke of Baker not only winning the Iditarod after 16 years of running it, but shattering the record by 3 hours, the crowd broke into a spontaneous honoring of John in traditional Inupiaq fashion.
A record that stood for 9 years, Adaha. So proud. Many of us in this room can remember. Aria! Ha! Aria! 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 That's for you, John. That's for John.
When Baker spoke, he talked about being born and raised in Kotzebue. He said although there are problems that confront Native people every day, he prefers to see them as challenges.
Too often when things seem difficult, there's a temptation to see ourselves as victims. I'm here to tell you today that we are only victims if we allow ourselves to be.
But Baker didn't spend as much time talking about himself or his accomplishments as he did about his mother, Marge Baker, who he called his role model. His father died when he was 6 and left John's mother with 7 children to raise. He said she never complained and raised all of her children to be independent, hardworking people, all while running her own business, Baker Aviation.
For 2 decades, she was the only woman in Alaska who owned and operated her own air taxi. She was eventually joined by her friend Rita Scholten with Northern Air Cargo, and they made aviation history while providing an important service to the people in our rural communities.
He said the morning he won the Iditarod, he found out she had cancer, but he said she still inspired her family to stay strong. He asked his mom, in the front row, to stand for applause. Baker then brought his comments back to the theme of unity and not succumbing to the victim mindset as he reminded people of the economic strength of Native businesses in Alaska.
Economists are talking about the new North and that this could be the century of the Arctic. We are seeing increased activity in our Arctic waters, and the search for oil and gas extends into the waters off our coastal communities. Mining interests are looking for minerals near our waterways. Even we may not agree on how much development and shipping traffic is acceptable, but let's make certain that it is done with our input. We have a voice, and we will use it. We are not victims.
Jacqueline Johnson-Peta, the executive director of the National Congress of American Indians, spoke next, saying listening to John Baker made her proud to be Alaska Native. Johnson-Peta is Tlingit. She said NCAI is pushing 3 main issues with Congress, One is to make sure Indian country is held harmless in the budget cuts. The second is restoring native lands and the ability to take land into trust. And the third is amending the Violence Against Women Act to safeguard native women and children. Johnson Peta said NCAI is working against the continuing attacks in Congress on Alaska Native Corporation's involvement in the 8A federal contracting program.
We continue to meet those challenges one right after another. In order to be able to say, we are a good federal investment, we do business for the federal government, we provide services and supplies to the federal government, and in doing so, we improve the livelihood of our needed communities.
She also stressed needed changes to Indian education through a draft plan called the Indian Class Act. The AFN convention continues tomorrow.